everybody. Welcome to episode 13 of Women in Retail Talks. I'm Melissa Campanelli, co-founder of the Women in Retail Leadership Circle, and I'm delighted to speak today with Shivika Sinha, the Director of Digital Marketing at Alex & Ani, as well as a social and eco-conscious business expert. Shivika also serves on the advisory board of the Pivot Conference, and she's a judge for the Social Good Prize at the Shorty Awards, and also joins women like Chelsea Clinton as an influencer on the Mogul platform. Welcome to the call today.
Thank you very much. I'm excited to be here.
Great. Excellent. So I'm going to just sort of jump in. I know that you are a social and eco-conscious business expert. So why don't you tell our listeners or define for our listeners what exactly conscious consumerism is?
Absolutely. Conscious consumerism occurs when customers decide to align their wallets with their values. In brief, it's the application of personal economics towards goods and services that have a social and environmental impact entrenched into their business models.
Wow, that's great. So how did you become involved in conscious consumerism as an how did you become an expert at it, I guess, and why did you choose the path?
I have been deeply inspired by my family. My father spent the better part of 3 decades working with conscious capitalism and inclusive business models. I grew up in Nigeria, Zimbabwe, Vietnam, Bangladesh, and India, and saw firsthand the impact of his work, the power of education and entrepreneurship in solving some of humanity's biggest crises. I then realized that we cannot rely on nonprofits, charities, and NGOs alone to fix the problem, but businesses must become part of the solution. His work was deeply influential in my life. I also wanted to be part of solving humanity's greatest man-made problems. As I was scouring the University of Cambridge's Center for Existentialist Risk, which studies man-made problems, I was trying to identify which areas I could be part of the solution. There were some where I could not help much, including AI and biotechnology, but climate change is one that is impacted by industry. And the two together, the inspiration from my childhood, as well as knowing that climate change can be a man-solved problem and how industry contributes to it, inspired me to take up this cause and develop an expertise around social and eco-conscious businesses.
Wow, that's so fascinating. That's great that you saw something and you went ahead with it and tried to find a solution to it. I think a lot of people would probably find that very inspiring. You also work with Alex & Ani, as we talked. And how does that company fit in with your mission? I know that they create eco-conscious jewelry and they've donated some millions of dollars to humanitarian causes. So tell me a little bit about that work.
Absolutely. Alex & Ani is a brand that embodies a lot of the values that I believe should be inherent in businesses and I hope to be adopted in business practices worldwide. So as you mentioned, they make all of the jewelry from recycled and upcycled metals. The supply chain for production is transparent and made in the USA. The business has given over $36 million back to humanitarian causes via charitable partnerships. They also encourage their employees to volunteer via a give back time off program. These values around engaging in civic responsibility, doing no harm to the environment, and playing a role in solving some of humanity's greatest crises are the reason why I joined Alex & Ani.
Wow, that's great. I didn't realize that they did so much. I mean, obviously they're a great company and they have great designs, but I didn't realize they had all of that background. So it must have been a great for you to find that company, given your interests. So let's see. I wanted to jump a little bit ahead and talk about millennials, which obviously are a leading consumer group, probably the largest consumer group right now. And I also know that they are, from what I've read, they're a very social and eco-conscious segment of consumers. How are they going to impact the future of retail?
They're going to have a huge, huge impact to the future of retail and business in general. Millennials are, as you mentioned, the most conscious segment of consumers for a couple of reasons. One, digital media, and these are very digital savvy segment of society, digital media has allowed the access of information to occur at a faster rate than ever before. So they're engaging in conversations around humanity's biggest struggles, including inequality, poverty, climate change, and so forth. As we've seen via the rise of digital activism, they're incredibly engaged in social media around sharing their values and letting people know where they stand in the spectrum of those values. They are going to shape the future of buying because as this segment becomes and is now and continues to be the most powerful buying segment, they're looking for brands and services that align with those values. So they're looking for not only great service, customer experience, and product, they're looking to make an impact with their dollars. Nielsen reported in a survey of U.S. millennials that over 70% would be willing to pay more for goods and services that had a commitment to sustainability. They're also going to be the future of work. Deloitte's 2015 millennial survey found that by 2025, millennials will account for about 75% of the workforce. Among those surveyed, over 50% said that they would be willing to take a pay cut to align themselves with organizations that were doing good in this world. And 70% of them said that they wanted to use their skills to be of use. And so this is truly, they are the future of buying and branding and truly the future of business and work.
Wow. Yeah, that's a lot. Not only are they going to be, are they consumers, but they're also going to be workers. So we need to keep on top of that as well. So let me jump ahead. So for businesses that don't have a social impact or a sustainable business model, what are some quick wins to attract value-based customers?
One of the quickest ways to pivot towards sustainability and social impact are to align oneself with organizations that make an impact. So charitable partnerships that make sense for the brand and the business. There are many NGOs and charities that are looking for big businesses to help their work, provide funding, but also a way to get the word out. Also opting for recycled materials or upcycled materials in the supply chain whenever possible. And questioning and really looking into transparency within your own supply chain. These are a couple of ways that a business can easily pivot towards having a social and environmental sustainable business model.
And that sort of dovetails into my next question, which is, you know, how does this affect the bottom line?
Conscious consumerism is going to be the future of business and is going to have an incredible impact onto the bottom line. Not only is environmental sustainability, social impact, the right thing to do, but it also is going to increase the bottom line. What we're seeing is because millennials are so engaged in creating an impact with their purchase, they have fueled a trend that's happening worldwide. So Nielsen, for example, also reported that in a survey of online consumers in 60 countries, over half of them reported wanting to make a difference with their purchase. The impact in the bottom line cannot be understated. This type of conscious consumer impacts loyalty. They're far more loyal. They become advocates to a brand, which then increases lifetime value. Finally, they help stay in a brand longer due to their loyalty. This decreases churn and reduces the acquisition rate required to acquire a new customer, which again makes marketing dollars more effective, increases lifetime value, decreases churn, and impacts the bottom line significantly, all while doing good.
Yes, absolutely. Well, great. I mean, I think you talked a lot about how to market to a conscious consumer there, and I think those are great tips for marketing to all consumers as well, especially millennials. But definitely conscious consumerism seems to be a growing area. Would you agree? Is it a rising trend?
Absolutely. I absolutely agree. It is a rising trend and truly is going to be part of the future. And as I mentioned, there's a lot of the things that are applied in sort of authenticity and marketing apply to the conscious consumer as well. I would say this consumer is probably more, for the lack of the better word, perhaps easier to sniff out when a brand is not being authentic. So authenticity becomes important here. But truly, the future of marketing is going to be around communicating with the conscious consumer and ensuring that a business pivots towards sustainability and environmental impact and solving some of humanity's greatest issues.
Absolutely. Well, we'll have to end it there. But thank you so much for your insight. This was great. Really great information. I want to thank Shivika for her time. I'd also like everyone listening to please check out our podcast channel, which is Women in Retail Talks, and that's on WIRLC.com. Women in Retail Talks is also available on iTunes and Stitcher. So thanks again, Shivika, and I look forward to talking to you soon. And I look forward to the next podcast on Women in Retail Talks. Thanks a lot, everybody. Bye-bye.